From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. 700 migrants feared drowned trying to cross Mediterranean. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week in three separate shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe in smuggling boats, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Around 100 of those migrants came from a smuggler's boat that sank Wednesday, while another 550 are missing from a boat that capsized Thursday on its way from Libya. A third ship on Friday sank with an unknown number of people on board. Islamic State militants pressed their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Moraya near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city, Raqqa. Analysts say recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azamoreya region near the closed Turkish border. Iran's state media said today that Iranians will not be able to make their Hajj pilgrimage this year because Iran cannot reach an agreement with Saudi Arabia. According to IRNA Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Ali Janati, said the decision was made following Riyadh's behavior with an Iranian delegation that had traveled to Saudi Arabia to negotiate terms for this year's Hajj. Ties between the Iran and Saudi Arabia have unraveled after more than 400 Iranians were killed in a crush of last year's Hajj. Relations are also tense because of Saudi Arabia broke diplomatic ties with Iran. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran's moderate conservative parliament leader was re-elected today, despite the gains made by reformists in elections held in February. Ali Larijani was re-elected with the votes of 173 of 281 lawmakers, with several members of the reformist party breaking ranks to vote against the head of their own List of Hope party, Mohammad Reza Aref. Larijani's election is an early win for the moderate conservatives in the new parliament, which convened Saturday for the first time. It also serves as a show of support for moderate President Hassan Rouhani and the nuclear deal signed last July with world powers. The World Health Organization's regional director for Africa says West Africa is better prepared to tackle future outbreaks of Ebola. Lisa Schein reports from Geneva.
Machidiso Moiti says she knew she had to do whatever was necessary to stop the spread of this fatal disease. She tells VOA Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have greatly improved their ability to respond to Ebola. She says this is demonstrated by the skillful way they are managing to halt the occasional flare-ups of the disease.
They've been able, when they get an unexpected case in these last few months, to being able to respond, detect it relatively early, follow up the contacts, and contain the spread.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, because of the Zika virus outbreak. Bruce Alward is WHO's Executive Director of Outbreaks and Health Emergencies.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The deep unpopularity of presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is causing an unprecedented level of excitement for a third party, the Libertarians, the consistent third-place finishers. Thousands are gathering for the Libertarian Party convention this weekend in Orlando to vote today for their presidential nominee. Libertarian officials said as the four-day convention began, 985 delegates and 344 alternates were attending. And coming to Washington, it's the Rolling Thunder Caravan of motorcycles. Coming into the Capitol today, the annual event, first organized in 1988, is billed as a tribute to prisoners of war and Americans missing in action. It was originally organized by Ray Manzo, a U.S. Marine corporal. This is Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.